I think the main reason why malaria has proven so difficult to tackle is because it has a complex life cycle involving the mosquito, time in the liver, time in the red blood cells. But perhaps more importantly, the parasite changes its coat proteins or changes its spots. So when you get exposed to a virus or a germ of some sort, you develop immunity to that. And that immune response, whether it be antibodies or T cells or whatever, can recognize that germ and kill it. But malaria is a moving target. Mm. And every parasite is essentially different in terms of the spots it displays to the immune system. So when you make try to make a vaccine using a small part of the parasite, which has been the major strategy up until now, the parasite simply switches and changes its spots and the other parasites grow up. So our approach has been a very different approach. Rather than using a small part of the parasite or what's called a recombinant protein, we're using the whole parasite in very low doses. And that's important because we find that when you lower the dose of an infecting organism like a malaria parasite, you actually switch the immune response to a form of immunity that the parasite can't escape from. So we're doing that by a new trick that we've literally stumbled across using a new drug, which is able to put the parasite to sleep. So we actually treat the malaria parasite in tissue culture in the laboratory with this drug. The drug actually binds to parts of the DNA of the parasite, and in doing so, the parasite is effectively put to sleep inside the red blood cells in the tissue culture. It can't multiply, but it's still alive. And we inject very small doses of that sleeping parasite into, in this case, a mouse, and we've been able to show that that mouse is then strongly immune to all the strains of malaria that we can expose it to. So we've completed almost all of what we call the preclinical work, and we're now about to do exactly the same for the human parasite, Plasmodium falciparum. And the approach is actually very, very simple. You simply take the human parasite, which we can grow in tissue culture, we mix it with the drug, and we'll wash out the unbound drug and have a sleeping falciparum parasite injected in very small numbers into volunteers. And we'll measure, obviously the first thing to measure is to make sure everything's safe. We believe it will be, but we have to look at that carefully and then see whether it induces the type of immunity that we've seen in mice. And if that's the case, we would then look at doing what's called a phase 2 study. We'd go to perhaps New Guinea or another place where malaria is endemic and vaccinate people in those localities and see if they're protected from malaria.
Malaria is one of the oldest surviving life forms. It goes way back and it's proved to be a resilient and persistent nuisance down through millennia. Yeah. If you're on the verge of creating a means to prevent this, this is a major breakthrough.
If it works, it'll be a major breakthrough. I mean, we have to be a little bit careful in our optimism because you have to be optimistic in science. You have to think positive, or you wouldn't be in science at all. Mm. But it is a long road to develop any new product or vaccine. I mean, I've been working on malaria for 27 years and on this vaccine approach for about the last 15 years. The data we have in the animals is the most exciting data that I've seen in my working life on malaria, and I'm very excited by it. You're absolutely right. It's a major illness. It's over 100 years since Ross discovered the role of mosquitoes in transmitting malaria, thinking they'd be able to control it pretty quickly after that. Mm. Not the case. But the reason that I'm excited is because the type of immunity that we're inducing is very different to what the parasite normally induces if you get malaria. Mm. Because the parasite has developed this very cunning way to avoid the immune response that the human being normally produces to kill it by changing its spots. We're immunizing people or plan to immunize people using a very different strategy, a strategy that we believe the parasite hasn't evolved a way to avoid. And I think that's the critical thing.